not a final decision yet. I'm going to sleep on.
Is there a reason that this off? Like, normally you're well in advance, you have this made up. Is there something that's...
There's nothing. There's no mystery. I'm just going to take my time and another day.
The back-to-back's a factor there?
It's a factor. The opponent's a factor. The game factor we're playing on Monday is a factor. And Wednesday, so we're still at the bingo balls.
Can you talk about your goalie's game?
Well, I think our goalies have been much like our team. We're a little bit inconsistent. And we can be real good, and then we have games like against Montreal where we're not very good. So I think the play of our whole team is a reflection of our goalies and our team. It's not just them, and it's not just the team. I think when the team plays well, our goalies play well. So I think that's the barometer that I see.
Any updates on Regan and Winchester?
Peter is still evaluating what to be done. I think the process, part of that process is where he's going to get the surgery done. I don't know if he's finally decided that he's having the surgery, but he's evaluating getting second opinions or how he does it and goes through the process. But I think that's what he's doing now. Jesse was on the bike today, which was a positive sign. So he's had some days of symptom-free, and he rode the bike and exercised. So that's a start of getting onto the NHL protocol, and we'll see where it goes day by day. But it's positive at this point.
Did you watch yesterday's skills competition at all? Were you
not? No.
Did you hear what the results at all?
I did hear the results that the dynasty was broken.
Yes.
Which was, everyone was pleased to hear.
What I wanted to ask is if you're now considering Eric Condra in the shootout now.
We have to.
Yeah.
And we'll have to start Condra, and I believe, what did someone mention, Kuba was second.
Yeah.
So. We'll see.
Yeah.
Now that we know.
Yeah.
We never had a chance to know before because we never did it.
Has Condra been elevated to the second line?
He played in red today.
Yeah.
So today he is. I think it had more to do with the two goals he scored with Kyle Thurston than it did with the shootout.
Oh, there's something that you're hoping that.
We'll see.
Right?
Yeah, we got to find something.
Are you ever going to go back to that line that you said was the most consistent for you for like a 10-game stretch? Was it Smith, Connor, and Donovan's? Or?
We will.
Yeah.
As soon as we see that they're playing.
Phillips looks like he's okay, Paul.
It appears that he is, yep. So he's practiced today, and he's fit to go. So it looks like he'll be in.
Have you had a chance to look at Calgary much? I mean, they compared to when we were out there and the way they're playing now, there's some improvements, obviously, right?
I haven't watched any of their games. They play tonight, I believe, in Long Island, so I'll get to watch some of that. More than highlights, but from everything I read, they're playing well as a team. Jerome McGinley's playing well, the Oakland's playing well, and Kiprusoff in the net. So everything I read is very positive for their team. And, you know, that's good for them. We have to make sure that we come tomorrow night and respond. Like I said the other night, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. I think it's going to be a good game.
So,
Conrad,
it's pretty it's good luxury, I guess, to have a guy like him who can play pretty much the line and perform around. Pretty smart and completely.
Well, he seems to make any line he plays on pretty good line. I think he's kind of a player that you would say is the conscience of the line, that, you know, he's always in a good spot defensively, always puts the puck in a good spot, and gets around the rink real good, does a good job on the boards in his own zone, and plays well defensively. So he's the type of player that can play with anybody and play well.
Does he have more offensive upside maybe at some point in his career?
Well, time will tell. I think I guess if the coach was patient and just played him somewhere for long enough period of time, you might be able to develop that possibly.
Like what you were saying before about your team being resilient, you have responded well after games in which you've been beat by three goals or something like that. Is there a reason that you can think of for that? Is the leadership in the room? Is it, I don't know.
Well, I think that's a factor in it. I think there's pride in it. I think there's mostly I think it's just pride of being professional and wanting to win, as opposed to, you know, to when you get beat by four at home, that's not good for anywhere. No matter what team you are, anywhere you are, you're going to get a response.
I'm going to look it up, but I assume that Craig Anderson has responded decently to the teams after he's been pulled. Does that factor into everything?
All that stuff factors in. Yeah. If I can find it.
If you can find
if
it.
If you can, where you're going to look for it, I might have to look for it.
I can text you later.
No, that's okay. You know, I'm going to take some more time and before I decide. I might decide before I leave the building today, but I haven't decided at this point in time who the goalie is tomorrow.
But you believe...
Well, I'll have one in the net for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. one of the two will be in there, yes.
But you want to get a guy back. In the past, you wanted to get a guy back in and get him back on the horse right away.
Yeah, well, and we, as I said, we play whatever day today is. We play tomorrow night, the next night, day off that night, day off two more games. So we got lots of games to play, so we're going to get him back in the saddle. Mm-hmm. It's just we want to try to time it or work it out that's going to be the best schedule for the team and for him.
Anything else for Coach?
Defensive zone, the goals against policy, what's the key to get that?
Well, I've always said that if you play too much in your end, there's three kind of face-offs happen, or three things happen. It's penalties. You take penalties, they get goals scored against you, there's face-offs on your end. And only one of them is a good result. So I just think in the whole league, if you can make a team play in their end longer than they play in yours, you usually end up winning the game. And the teams are too good. They got good players. They do things well. And if you play too long in your end, bad things happen. And when we play too much in our end, bad things happen.
I mean, I think overall, we've won more games than we've lost. So obviously, when we've lost big. So obviously, it's just steeled a little bit on that part. But you know, when we win, everything's good. So overall, it's just myself giving the team a chance to win. And, you know, regardless of what the numbers say or what the score is, a win is a win.
You were talking about balance, not going there your way last game. How much of your job has to do with the balance of series? It is luck.
You do get some favorable bounces. You know, a guy misses an empty net or a guy hits the post or, like last game, a couple of them hit our own skates and end up on their tape. So it's just the way things go. And they over the course of the year, they even themselves out.
Do you find like flash when you come in? Were a lot of the bounces going your way? Or?
Considering that most of the bounces in Colorado weren't going my way, so it kind of evened itself out. And just, it's one of those things where you can't get frustrated, you just got to stick with it and, do the best you can and, realize that the bounces will turn your way eventually. Oh, I have no idea. Come to the rink prepared, ready to go, and that's just the way you have to be as a pro. You're ready to go.
Any thoughts on Calgary? Obviously, they play tonight, but they've turned it on a little bit in the last little while.
It's another 2 points. Obviously, any team in this league is good enough to beat you on any given night, and that's why this league is the best in the world. I mean, there's one night you could beat a team 5-0, and the next night they could beat you 5-0. So it's just the way things are, and you got to be ready to go. Otherwise, you'll get embarrassed. I mean, Calgary's always a tough opponent. They got some good players over there. It's one of those things where you don't really worry about what sweater you're playing. You just worry about your own game and worry about what you can control.
Eric Connery's offensive skills might be a little bit underappreciated. I mean, he's got a better touch than a lot of.
I've been saying that for a long time. He is sneaky. He's undercover, but obviously, you got to be given the opportunity, and I think you got to earn the opportunity. And I think by him doing every day, putting in the work and practice, and showing guys that he's got some scoring ability, and he'll get rewarded for it eventually. He's a hardworking guy and does what he's told, and more credit to him. He's
scored some huge goals for us this year, and I think these are just going to get better.
You generally get the better of them in practice or shootout?
Depends. Just depends. You know, I think some guys you see more often and you get to realize their tendencies, but the guys that kind of keep it fresh and don't do the same thing are the guys that really catch you off guard.
I was pleased to get through practice today, and I'll see how it responds, how it feels in the morning, and go from there. But definitely a positive sign today to stick through some of the drills today.
So you'll need some time off, just a little bit of rest here over the next 24 hours then to determine whether you'll be in the lineup tomorrow.
Yes, yeah. Like I said, I'll see how it responds overnight and go from there. But yeah, it's looking positive right now.
It's just a simple case of taking a couple of days off, in, like preventative medicine, to ensure that you don't have long term.
Yeah, I was trying to make a smart decision about not making something linger and be long term, and seems to even a few days has made a big difference.
Is it still a special feeling getting a Canadian team in the rink here, playing a Canadian team for you guys?
I think so. It always seems to be a good atmosphere in the rink. Doesn't matter which team you're playing. You look in the stands, there always seems to be a lot of jerseys from that team and fans from that team, and just brings up the level of excitement, it seems like, in the stands, and people cheering, and that's what we do for a living. Love to play in front of.
Are you an Eastern Canadian guy now, or still a Western Canadian guy?
What's
the cutoff line there?
West is in the blood, but at the same time, I have called it home out here, but I don't know if you can ever get that out of you.
But you're never going back there to live.
I don't think I'll be going back there to live. I've got pretty strong roots here now with my own family. But, for Sean Van Allen that's listening right now, I'm sure a Westerner forever.
But you've applied for your Eastern Canadian citizenship.
What do you have to do?
I can look into that for you.
Yeah.